This is the Tesla Academy podcast series. We're in Valley Forge Park with Russell Anderson, noted gravity researcher, and he has some good references for people who want to engineer this inertialess gravity propulsion, which is one way to say what we're talking about in what may be effective gravity controlled technology.
Yes, I recommend a couple of books, two or three books. One called Space, Gravity and the Flying Saucer. It's from the 50s by Leonard G. Cramp. Another one is called Peace for a Jigsaw by the same author, Leonard G. Cramp. And more recently he wrote Peace for a Jigsaw 2. And basically they show how field-propelled craft have no inertia. They can go at any speed, make right-angle turns with no perturbation of the craft or occupants or payload, and also how there is no sonic boom. And Northrop Corporation discovered with experiments in the 1960s that if leading edges of airfoils are electrified, not only you get much more efficiency in propulsion, but you get no sonic boom at supersonic speeds. And no skin heating either. And in fact, this is what we see in these types of craft from Tetons and Brown. I built a lot of Tetons and Brown models, working models, to Professor Searle's work. And I've worked with Professor Searle. I'm in charge of his craft. I am CEO of Searle Aerospace Corporation on the flying side of things in California. And his work is highly fundamental in that it shows that this type of propulsion system is not beyond human ken. If you really study what's going on in electromagnetic propulsion, you can see that what we have called UFOs and alien craft could just as easily be earthly craft of was called a breakaway civilization, high echelons in the industrial military complex that have gone to the moon in the 1950s and 60s utilizing force field propulsion and elucidations and extrapolations of Tetons and Brown's electrogravitics and German electrogravitics that copied it. And we can see that this type of technology is low-tech. It can be surrounded by as many high-tech ancillary devices as you want, but the basic propulsion technology is just as low-tech as the atomic bomb. There's nothing sophisticated.
That's an interesting way to put it, and that's often occurred to me in my own research, that the real basics of gravity control will end up being fairly simple once it's known, and we're going to find out that it's in some ways even simpler than the way we use electricity now.